It is a sleepy but a joyful morning for Red Sox Nation.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
That's Joe Buck, the announcer on Fox Television last night, as the Red Sox won the World Series, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1. It was the Sox first World Series victory in Fenway in 95 years, their third victory overall since 2004. And it comes one season after the Sox finished at the bottom of their division. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports this morning on the celebration after the game.
Thousands of fans poured into the streets moments after Koji Uehara struck out Matt Carpenter, sealing the Red Sox' eighth World Series win. The team that had gone 86 years without a single championship had sealed its third in 10 seasons. That was a sentiment many fans touched on after the game. Gary Rossi of Hingham remembered watching the Red Sox lose in 1986, the famous Bill Buckner game. He says for years he never thought the Sox would win it all, much less three.
Not before 2004. It's pretty cool. We're so blessed as a city to have so many championship teams. It's cool.
Where fans could celebrate was another matter. As part of their crowd control plan, police blocked almost all access to Kenmore Square after the game. Police started clearing Lansdowne Street as early as the sixth inning, trying to disperse the crowd before the game ended when more than 38,000 fans would begin streaming out of Fenway. By the time the game ended, Kenmore Square was a ghost town, with steel barricades set up and police officers lining the streets to prevent any entry.
You can't hang out. No, you can't hang out in the square. That's where you gotta go somewhere.
That caused confusion for some fans leaving area bars and restaurants. For the most part, fans complied with police orders. Boston police reported scattered arrests as a few celebrations turned to vandalism. A car was flipped over near the fence. Extra police had to be called to disperse fans at the Boston Marathon finish line. The marathon bombings were part of the reason for the heightened security, and it was on the minds of many. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig mentioned them as he presented this year's World Series trophy.
You know, this started off as a really tough year in Boston, and it was Boston strong, and the Red Sox have made all your fans very, very proud.
A sentiment echoed by lifelong Red Sox fan Andrew Bruss of Brighton.
This team's been therapeutic for the city in a really tough time, and I don't know if you want to call it karma or a fitting end, but this is just, now I can't imagine it having ended any other way.
Red Sox owner John Henry says he expects the team's victory parade to take place on Saturday. The city says details about the rolling rally will be released today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.